The Pacific Asian Affairs Council has been focused on building young leaders in our region since 1954. The nonprofit group has a focus of international affairs and Hawaii's place in the Asia-Pacific Gateway. We sat down recently with Jason Sean, who's helping to organize a conference for high schoolers this weekend. It's an effort to help our community understand the many island cultures and political relationships that make up Micronesia.
It's focusing on the Compact of Free Association and getting students to understand more about that compact, its impact on Hawaii, but also the rich and diverse cultures of those areas, so the Marshall Islands, Palau, and the Federated States of Micronesia. People from Kofa Nations do face a lot of racial discrimination in Hawaii. There's a lot of many other barriers that they do face. For example, they face a lack of interpreters and translators that makes navigating society and things like the healthcare system very difficult. They have to renew their driver's license every year. So just things like that, both overt and maybe a little bit more subtle and institutionalized, that make it a little bit more difficult for members of the COFA community.
So what's on tap for the session that you folks have planned?
So we're going to start off with a couple keynote speakers. Dr. Julie Walsh at the UH Manoa Center for Pacific Island Studies will talk about what COFA is, what the Compact of Free Associations are, and why they impact Hawaii. And then Josie Howard from We Are Oceania, she will talk more about the people of COFA, their contributions to society, many of the challenges that they have to face. And then after that, there'll be two breakout sessions. The first breakout session will be focused on issues. There'll be one on discrimination against Micronesians in Hawaii. There'll be a Voices of Micronesia workshop where students will get to hear different stories from young people from COFA Nations. And then the second breakout session will be focused on culture. So we'll hopefully have each of the main cultures represented, Marshall Islands, Palau, and then the four main cultures from the Federated States of Micronesia. So Chuuk, Pohnpei, Yap, and Kosrae. And those will be led by mostly young people, but some members of the community as well.
I know there is a need for role models, folks from these groups who have done well here in Hawaii. I know one of them is actually Maupiailuk, the master navigator who taught Hawaiians how to read the stars again.
Exactly. And this conference is hoping to showcase a lot of those role models, whether they be in the field of law or social services or teachers. This is so that students both from COFA Nations and from not from COFA Nations can see people who are from those countries in leadership roles and see them as role models.
In covering news in this town, I've come across a number of homeless families too from Micronesia, and that's another whole set of issues.
Absolutely. And that's something that I think our experts and community guests and volunteers will be able to speak more towards at the conference.
I just know in talking with some of the families, I'm just struck that there are so many teenagers out there that are homeless.
And that's why it's so important to have education programs like these that inform the public about the difficulties that they face. So hopefully we can create a more accepting society.
I know that there are a number of different programs in the DOE where they actually do something similar to what you're doing here, but mainly for the teachers, for the educators, so they understand where these immigrants are coming from.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that for sure training the trainers, teaching the teachers is an extremely important part of this, what needs to be a much broader effort.
And there were different events in the community. I think East-West Center has sponsored cultural events up at the university.
Because there are already a lot of really important programs and conferences happening. Just to name a few, there was a Micronesian Youth Summit held, in March this past year. Marshallese Education Day is something that happens every year as well, just to do that. The Pacific and Asian Affairs Council, or PAC as we like to call ourselves, is not just focused on one particular issue. We're a global education nonprofit. So our goal is to create greater awareness and understanding of international issues, especially for high school students here in Hawaii. And we do that a number of ways. The conferences, or we call them Global Vision Summits, are one way we do that. We're focusing on the people of COFA this year, but we focused on climate change, food security, homelessness, and other topics before, refugees, for example. We also do study tours to different countries in the Asia Pacific. This year, this spring, we're taking students to the Philippines, and in the summer, we're going to Bali, Japan, and Vietnam. We've also gone to China, South Korea, Tahiti, and New Zealand. In addition to that, we have a global leadership program that's for 20 high school students, and we meet once a month for 8 months. And each time we meet, we focus on a different global issue, how it relates to Hawaii, and what students can do about it.
And so how do you folks get the funding to put on these conferences?
We piece it together. We're very fortunate. We have a grant writer who's fantastic, and we get different grants. And we have fantastic supporters. And we also have a fantastic support network of, we have a great executive director, a really supportive board, as well as fantastic volunteers who we wouldn't be able to put on these events without.
And I know a lot of these island nations are dealing with climate change. Will you be addressing that as well in this conference?
I hope so. Yes, absolutely.
And will you be bringing any, students in from any of those islands, or is it just basically the population, local population here?
The local population. So mainly Oahu, but we do have, for example, Molokai High School is going to fly in and attend the conference. We have some students in our global leadership program who are from the Big Island and Kauai who fly in every month for that program, and they're going to be there as well, representing different schools on the Big Island. And in addition to our regulars that come to our conferences, mainly comprised of PAC clubs, we also have like Micronesian clubs at McKinley High School, Farrington High School, a few from Kaimuki High School, as well as Waipahu High School, who are going to join us for this conference.
Okay, yeah, because I know on the Big Island, there are a number of families there that work in the coffee industry. So as that community grows, then it's kind of good to be able to provide this as a resource.
Absolutely. This is not just relevant for Oahu. It's statewide.
We've been talking with the Pacific Asian Affairs Council's Jason Sean about an event they're calling a Global Vision Summit. It'll be held this Saturday, December 1st, at the University of Hawaii Center Ballroom.